Blog Talk Radio.
Keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America, how do you like that name? The USA, and y'all can keep the change.
She's wanting smoke tonight. I thought I didn't know.
Hello,
I
Bill.
I to talk to you.
You're on live, Dave. Welcome to Patriot Family Chat, everybody. Thanks, Rod and Michael and Bill, for joining us today. www.patriotfamilies.com. That's how we're brought here today, and it's a beautiful day. I'm your host, Linda. Bill's on the line from Indiana, and we're ready to rant. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Oh, what a day it's been. I'm telling you, what a day. I watch the news, and I do my checking on the internet and stuff, and it's just like, how much can keep coming at us? Can they just keep trying to overload us and stuff? But I also got to keep in my mind, if they're doing this in the front and we're watching what they're doing out here, we better be keeping an eye on our backs to see what they're doing behind it.
Yes, I know. It's very frightening. The stuff that comes through the internet, there's so much to try to filter out. I think we also have Mr. Robert on the line. I'm going to bring him in. Hi, Robert. How are you?
Hey, Ms. Linda. How you doing? How have you been, Bill Strong? How's everybody doing?
I'm doing great. Happy New Year to you,
Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, you know, I don't know what issue to say is the biggest thing, but right now, this whole gun lobby idea, the whole trying to ban guns and stuff, and ignoring what the Constitution's truthfully about, which isn't about hunting or personal protection so much as it's about being able to protect yourself from the very people trying to take away your gun rights.
Exactly.
A tyrannical government.
Well, this is why they put it in there, and it was the second one. You know, the first, of course, freedom of speech, freedom of thought, your religion, and the only people, and as you have done on Facebook, and you've done a great job, and you guys need to get into Facebook and check out Bill's posts because they're really wonderful, that the only people who are supposed to be bound by the chains of the Constitution is the dang government itself, not we the people. That's what it was written for. That's why they ratified it. They, believe me, the Federalist Papers and the back and forth, the, you know, arguments up one side and down the other, they had to convince those colonies to do this. And now they have usurped and screwed us up so badly. I want to welcome FT. Thanks for joining us and everyone in the chat room. You know, this is what they're doing. And the progressives have done this for eons, and the Illuminati and whoever else, the New World Order clowns. I mean, it's horrible what they're doing. And people, that idiot Piers Morgan, who needs to go back to the damn UK. Apparently, Alex Jones nailed him on something on his interview. I haven't seen the whole thing. I just saw part of it. About the gun battles. Well, we're going through that here in California. I just got the news yesterday. It was on the regular radio station. And then my buddy Jeff Schwick, who's fighting against illegal immigration, we've talked about this on Ron's show. In fact, they went down today. The Del Mar, they always have the Crossroads of the West gun show in Del Mar like every 2 or 3 months. It's always put in the Rifleman magazine put out by the NRA to tell you where to, you know, what everything's, the dates, etc., where these shows are going to be. And now there's 50 libtards in the city of Del Mar. Del Mar is a very upscale neighborhood. These guys are rich who live there. They've got their panties in a wad ever since this hoax Sandy Hook shooting, which I don't buy for an instant. I'm telling you, you can talk about this too, Bill, about the actors. So today they had all of our patriots going down there because there was an open forum and an open meeting where people could have both sides of the argument. So I'm waiting to hear from Jeff later today as to how that came about, how it all came to being, because we had to have our patriots go down there and shout down these damn libtards who want to take away that venue for that gun show. Oh, God, what this is what's going on. You're right, Bill. This is what they're doing up front. What are they doing behind our backs? You know?
Well, you know, I hear all this talk, and you got like Nancy Pelosi saying they need to raise more taxes and revenues.
Oh,
I've got a way to do some of this stuff to help them out. Let's cut off all funding to the UN. Every dime.
Oh,
that'll
yeah.
save us about close to $1 trillion. And while we're doing that, let's cut off all funding to all Muslim nations.
Right.
Deport illegals, charge the countries they came from for their being here and all the monies that they've scammed off of us.
And here, how about all the money that goes to every illegal that comes across the border? I mean, each state could save billions per year, per month. It's ridiculous. And then the federal government, I'm sure they've got plenty of programs for them because they're handing out Social Security benefits and SSI payments to these clowns like it was candy in a candy store. You know, and as far as Dianne Frankenfeinstein, I got news for her. She wants me to register my shotgun. I have a place that she'll know exactly where it is at all times. That's what I can tell her.
The hypocrisy of someone like that who has all these armed guards protecting her. She herself has a personal carry permit and a gun.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
these are the elitists who want to absolutely control us like Stalin did and like Mao did and like Che Guevara. Any of them. You name them. Doesn't matter their names.
I got to say this. Did you see the Piers interview with Alex Jones?
I only saw parts of it. I haven't done the whole thing.
I'm not a Jones fan, Alex Jones fan, but I got to tell you, he put him in his place.
Yeah, he did.
He put him in his place.
And I was kind of upset with Glenn Beck putting down Alex Jones, calling him a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist. You know, maybe he's a little bit off the wall, but you know what? The guy does some research, and maybe we should, you know, kind of back off. We've got to start verifying these things because, you know, if we
see... It hasn't been 100% accurate either.
No, absolutely not. I agree with you. Now, there's a lot of, you know, when he starts putting down the 9/11 truthers, I got news for him. You know, people like Mike from the hot seat who have people like One Angry Jew. You guys got to tune into the show on Saturday night sometime. It's hot. And other people who are of like mind who have done much research on this, they're convinced that our government was involved in this. Huge. So they could get their mission accomplished and their Patriot Act and their NDAA and the rest of it. And that
well,
and now that's what they're doing. I'm telling you.
I can't go all in on that. But then, you know, I'm not going to throw them out either. I'm not going to kick them to the side either. But I know something our government is involved in, and that's Benghazi.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
there was another
the whole deal there, and they're trying to hide it, but the public should know. The whole deal that was going down was the United States government was running guns from Libya to
40,
Syrian rebels
I think
and
it was
to
40
Hamas.
Million tons. 40 million tons of weapons have been – this is huge. I got one. I'll send it to you in the email if I can pull it up
well,
or I'll get
– Well, they've had
buddy
to scale back since the Benghazi deal.
Yeah.
And now that they've had to scale back, you're seeing the rebels get their ass kicked.
And guess who was involved in this? Because they want World War III. Putin's involved in this up to his eyeballs, and you know it. So I'm going to try to send that information to you guys, whoever I have emails for, and get it out.
You know,
to
you. I'm not going to say Putin. I don't look at Putin as anybody I'd want leading me, but I don't see him in any different glasses than I see Obama. They're both out to destroy the United States.
Well, you know what? This, Bill, I'm convinced, like Ron is convinced and others, that this stuff has been coming down the pike since Woodrow Wilson or even further back than that. I mean, come on. They have hated our shining city on a hill, these Illuminati, for a long, long time. There's evidence of it. All you have to do is find, try to find the truth in real history, if you can find it. You know, it may take you 30 or 40 books, and I mean some diligent studying to find it, but you can find it. There's original documents of our founders. There's people who dig deeper than someone like Bill O'Reilly with his dumb Killing Lincoln book and all the rest of these clowns. You know,
Bill O'Reilly is a clown.
Yeah, absolutely. The guy's so full of it. I mean, I'm sorry. There might be one tenth of what that man says that I may agree with on occasion. May. I mean, unbelievable.
May.
You know, he's an opinionated old F-A-R-T, excuse my French, but he is. I mean, he's...
Bill's one of these people who thinks he can play both sides of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
And I got news for Bill. When it comes down to it, Bill, if you've not made a clear choice, we'll make it for you.
Well, here's my deal. I was watching Glenn today, and I was pretty happy because that guy, he's going to have extra security for what all the stuff he's doing. But with all of his news medias and his global news medias and everything else he's trying to do to get the truth out to people from coast to coast and around the globe, which is pretty exciting things, you know. And again, I don't agree with him 100% because he doesn't give any credence to the 9/11 truth situation.
Well, look how long it took him to get on the Agenda 21 thing. First, he was a denier.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's not anymore.
He's been a denier on many things, and then he's turned around, come around, and took the other side. I like Glenn. I don't like what he does, but he's no different than Alex Jones. Alex Jones, I truly believe from his heart, this man is desperately trying to save his country.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Glenn puts his money where his mouth is. He's funding this whole network. You know, people like me, you know, at my $10 a month and how many other people. But he does not take loan. He doesn't owe anybody a dime. So people come to him to be sponsors. He doesn't even have to solicit them. So, you know, and plus he's got his radio show. And that's why he tells. Go ahead.
Do you believe that he tried to buy Al Jerry's radio station? Or
no, he tried to buy. Yeah, he tried to buy Currents TV before Al Jazeera did. And Al Gorleone, yeah, the Schmendrick.
Have you seen the response of the people who worked for Al?
No, I have not. I've been.
They're
way
all calling him. Basically, he's saying he's so full of bull, he's nothing but a liar and everything else. And I'm thinking, it took you people this long to figure it out? How did no one not know that Al Gore was a liar after he made the comment that he invented the Internet?
Yeah, the guy, look, he's a fat, bloated pig. He's a schwanz. I mean, everybody, he pretends to be a scientist. The guy is the biggest phony, second only to, you know, Barry V, I call him. Good old Barry.
Barry's a puppet of Soros. We all know.
I know that. No, he's
but
also
Al's
a puppet.
Puppet of Maurice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're all in on this. I mean, I think the she-devils in my long list of she-devils would be Hildebeest Clinton, Valerie Jarrett, and Mouchel, and a few others, you know. And those are the
don't forget the mother of immorality, Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, Stretch Piglosi? Yeah. Oh, she's something else, that woman. You know, here's what I think about Stretch. Her Botox brain is so destroyed, kind of like old Alzheimer's Dirty Harry Reid. Those two should be in straitjackets someplace in an old folks' home. I mean, that's where they belong. Absolutely. They're just unbelievable.
And the ignorance of the populace that follows this. You have Obama out here saying, we're going to pay for what the debts of Congress has already created by...
Yeah.
Creating more debt.
And then we have...
Now, show me how that works, mathematically. Show me how this works.
So then you have...
I'm the one that think Harvard should be torn down brick by brick and just beat to powder. It is a failed educational system. It is
nothing more than
an indoctrination propaganda system.
They all are. Look at Yale and Georgetown and all the rest of it. Come on, they've all been... And these used to be fabulous institutions back in the founders' time. I mean... Let's face it. You know, when it comes to...
Then you got the liberal ideology in there, and it started taking over the basis of the programming and stuff at the college, and now we're stuck with what we got. and we're producing idiots who have no clue about who couldn't beat an eighth grader on a science test, who couldn't beat an eighth grader on a math test.
Right.
And probably, I mean, look, they cannot even understand simple words like illegal,
no,
unlawful.
Well, no, they've used
immoral.
Yeah. The progressive changed the word liberal a long time ago, because when you read Hayek's books or anybody from that genre, that era, that area of Austrian economics people, they bastardized the word liberal, because it was liberty and libertarian, and that's the classical sense, and that's when you read Road to Serfdom, that's what you're going to see. So you've got to retrain your brain while you're reading it to understand, you know, what's going on. And it's very tricky, but it's awesome, because then you're dealing with the Hegelian dialectic of this continent, you know, and you're trying to put everything into perspective. As far as I heard something on the internet, I read something on Political Outcast from one of them, and it says John Boehner, in fact, it was also streaming on Glenn Beck's Blaze TV thing on the bottom, and it said John Boehner was shocked when Obama said, we don't have a spending problem. I'm like, oh my God, this is going to tell me all I need to know about John Boehner. Because that man, how do these people tie their own shoes? I'm sorry.
Hats
we don't
off
have
Louis
a
Gohmert, who voted for Alan West over Boehner.
Yeah.
And the other guy, I can't remember who the other one was.
Well, you know.
But you've seen, and this is what people out here got to understand, until you get rid of the Republican establishment, the Reince Priebus, and the Boehners, and the Mitt Romneys, and all these others that are of that establishment, and Marco Rubio is one of them.
I know.
Until you get rid of these people, and you look to true conservatives.
Well, here's what's going to happen, and they talked about it on Ron's show yesterday, and Mike from the Hot Seat, myself, others, and I do believe it's true. Both sides of the aisle, Dems and Republicans, because they're all establishment at this point. There might be, it went from like 20 down to 15 down to 5 now in both houses that I can count on one hand now that I believe are true patriots in the whole 535. You know, they're going to, like Ron says, you give them enough rope and they're going to hang themselves, both of them. And it's very clear.
How can they hang themselves when we have a lawless system set up to that will protect them?
Well, it's not going to protect them from the voters, because wait till, okay, everybody
voter
right
fraud
now
protects them from us.
This is what happened in when Romney ran, because he was like McCain part two. You know, we didn't want him. We wanted Ron Paul. The GOP convention in every instance thwarted it at every turn. So people stayed home, Bill. They didn't vote. They said, I'm not doing this again. The voters are going to tell these people, we're not voting for you one way or another because we're sick of it. And wait till the Democrat, the little Obama bot drones who get all their little freebie handouts and their Obama phones and their this, that, and the other welfare and their this, that, and the other Planned Parenthood and the rest of this garbage. Wait till they find out what the meaning of austerity really is. Then the shit's going to hit the fan. And you know it is.
It's already starting to hit. Didn't you hear the whining over the 2% addition to their check, off their checks?
Yep, absolutely.
Well, there's another 6% coming at them here shortly, and let's see how they react then. Then they're going to all realize.
Yeah.
you were watching this dude up here, and the whole time he was reaching in your pocket.
Yeah.
He was lying to your face and reaching in your pocket. Go back and look at his 2008 campaign and how many things he said and how many things has turned out to be a bald-faced lie.
Oh, yeah. So here's the deal. You know, wait till they find out. This is in the health care bill. It's in the 1,000-something page, right, probably in the smack in the middle of the darn thing. And this is March 2013, the mandate for every American citizen to be microchipped with an RFID chip. This is in the health care bill. There is so much crap in that thing. And, of course,
that has never been discussed.
No. And here's Stretch Piglosi with her ugly smile before she got booted out of the House, what do you call it? Speaker seat.
Leadership.
Yeah. Oh, well, you have to pass the bill to see what's in it. I wanted to put my hands around that woman's throat and just turn her blue. I couldn't believe this. I'm like, holy God.
At that moment, every person in America should have shouted to the top of their lungs and demanded she be removed as being incompetent. Because only a fool says, I'm going to sign it before I read it.
Have you? Well, they're
We just had that happen with the physical stealing deal.
Yeah, they're all doing it, Bill.
Physical
I don't
cliff,
trust
yeah.
the damn one. Okay.
3 minutes before they voted on it, it was delivered.
Let me give you my rundown. Louis Gohmert, I think, still has some credibility. I think Justin Amash has. I think Mike Pence. I think Ted Cruz. I think Connie Mack. And, okay, I'm done now. I think I've gone through my five fingers.
They're in
your
problem because Pence is no longer a congressman. He's now governor.
Okay, so then, well, whatever. The people who are left, you know, Ron Paul's not there anymore because it's January. Everybody, you know, they're all going to be sworn in, whatever. They already probably have done that. I don't know when the gross inauguration is going to take place, which I will not turn on my TV that day. I don't ever want to see that thing's face ever again.
That's going to be a racist thing. I can tell you right now, he's going to try to turn that into a race thing. He's going to cater to the minority races and try to make this thing. I mean, that's been his thing. Divide America. Divide us and divide us. And he's going to keep trying to divide us.
Of course he is.
And then you got idiots like Jamie Foxx out here.
Oh, my God.
You know, making comments. Well,
did you hear that was one of the highest grossing films of the week when it hit? That thing, whatever it was called, Django or whatever, pony.
And they come out of there laughing and saying they about killing whites.
It's unbelievable. And so that's why, now that's what I do agree with Glenn on, because he's exposing the culture, the bad culture, the Sodom and Gomorrah of everything that's going on. And he's trying to help change that. He's got a whole bunch of brand new media people and entertainers and singers and, you know, people who understand a principle. This is what we've got to change the message and the narrative. And if we don't go back, and he also said, to his credit, you have to understand why people do what they do, why they think the way they think, and why, you know, they take the actions that they do. So once you fix the why, you've got a leg up. In other words, if we don't go back to, and I heard this on one of the radio shows, I mean, we've got a Mike Slater, he's cool. I've met him in person. He does a lot of speaking here outside of his radio show. And he's a conservative, and he said, and one of his callers said, our premise has to be on any subject, whether it is when you're looking at the founding documents, when you look at the 5,000-year leap, you look at what a republic is supposed to be, why they did the Constitution, why they did what they did, you have to have that first question, do you believe in God? Because that's your premise. Who the hell do you think John Locke and Benjamin Rush and all the rest of them were thinking about when they wrote this stuff? They weren't thinking about themselves. They didn't care who got the credit. They were ready to give up their whole physical being and go home to God. They were going to fight for something they believed in. My Lord. I mean, even the people who brought us the Mayflower Compact and the Magna Carta, they understood it. All this stuff goes back to English. The Second Amendment goes back to English law, way back.
But we have watched this president violate the Constitution.
Oh, my God.
And our elected in Congress and the Senate sit back and do nothing.
Oh, that's what pisses me off. I agree with you there. That's why I've thrown up my hands, and that's why Glenn
says.
That's
exactly why I say the Republican establishment has to be taken down and thrown out.
Oh,
they are just
go.
As crooked,
they're gone.
Just as greedy, just as self-serving as the left.
They're as dead as the Whigs. They've already done it to themselves. They have already hanged themselves, believe me. There's going to be somehow there's going to be a movement. There's going to be a revival and a spiritual awakening, Bill, I swear. And you're going to see an independent party. I don't know what they're going to call themselves, but they're going to find a way in because no one is going to vote for these clowns in the next, especially 2 or 3, 4 years. They're not going to do it anymore. We've had it. And the Dems are going to be overthrown by their own drones because they're going to be – it's going to be Greece. It's going to be austerity by fiat. There's no other way.
I happen to live in a state that has a law against drones.
Oh, wow, good. Yeah, I'm talking about the two-legged drones. The morons.
We're on the way to that.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's a total GOP-controlled state. Filibuster-proof Senate and State House. And if you look, I'm pretty happy right now to be living here. We also have another law that says that guns that are, you know, we make here in Indiana and stuff, federal government has no say over.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Montana was one of the first to do that. Absolutely. And I think Oklahoma, there's others, too. And I want to bring Robert back on and let him say a few words while we're venting about.
Linda, what I just heard today, this morning, as a matter of fact, I almost choked on my coffee. Then I used the 14th Amendment to let President Obama sign that he can just go ahead and do it with the best
fiscal. Well, if he does that, Robert, he'll be violating that 14th Amendment. He does not have that power.
You know what? Here's the problem.
Read the amendment. Yeah, read
I know.
The amendment.
I've heard this on the air today. It's insanity.
That's Judge Napolitano.
I haven't heard all the stuff. I just heard some blips because I've been kind of busy running around trying to redo my bedroom because it's been a disaster for 3 years. So
here would be the problem. If he did do it and Congress decided to try to, you know, take him on it, then it would have to go to the Senate. And, you know, from there would be nothing done.
No, absolutely not. Well, Harry Reid
is a do-nothing senator.
Oh, he's evil. That guy's just evil.
I think we should be putting out a list of everything he has blocked coming to the floor for a vote.
Absolutely. He's an evil man. This guy, not only is he an Alzheimer's patient, he's got evil tendencies beyond. And we talked about this on what's good and what's evil. And I know Michael Magic was on last night with Ron and me and Mike from the hot seat. And we talked about everybody is born into sin. We have a sin nature. And so all sin is evil according in the eyes of God. But what at the end of the show, we ran out of time. What people don't understand is that God does not hate the sinner. He hates the sin. And he can redeem you if you choose. And then everybody has, you know, that the good wolf and the bad wolf inside them. Which one are you going to feed? Well, I call it the good shepherd versus the bad wolf because, you know, God is all, he's the great I am. He can eat up a wolf anytime he wants to. So if you feed the good shepherd, you are not prone to go running around doing evil. It's a conscious choice. Do you know what I'm saying? Everybody makes their choice.
Yeah, I do.
Mother Teresa made a choice to be a good person, although she had potential inside of her because we have both evil and good inside of us. Because we are born into sin, even though God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son, so that we would have that redemption, which was an amazing thing in itself. And Hitler chose the wrong path. So these are conscious choices, you know, and everybody has the potential to be a pedophile, a rapist, a murderer. Look, let's be honest with each other. We all have it within us. And this is why we're so horrified when we see something perpetrated upon a child or another human being, because we know in our hearts, somewhere deep inside, that we are capable of it, although we choose not to. And it's a dichotomy, but it's the truth. So this is why we're just horrified. We don't want to go that way because we thank God we're at least somewhat of an evolved civil society. But you cannot change human nature. If somebody wants to change human nature, it's going to be God himself, and he hasn't done it so far, has he?
Well, Linda, I have a problem with that, and I'll tell you why. This past Christmas wasn't a good Christmas for me.
Oh, no.
I had one neighbor to the left of me who was my childhood friend and childhood friend and next door neighbor. And he passed away. He was like maybe 50, 61 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a registered child molester. But I still remained his friend regardless. You know, regardless that he's a registered child molester. Now, to the right of me, my next door neighbor to the right of me, her son passed away the weekend after Halloween, which I didn't know until December 1st, after finding out that my friend died and left me on November 6th. So, but her kid was 25 with Down syndrome. So, here was a child molester, registered child molester, and a Down syndrome kid. But both didn't bother anybody. You know, they just minded their own business. And God just took him away. And I'm having a hard time trying to filter that one out.
Okay. Whatever God does, I'm not going to question it. He's the supreme king, so whatever he does, he has a reason. I'm not even going to try to second guess him.
I'm not going to second it. But I'm still standing with all the stuff that I have. You know, I survived 2 strokes, a heart attack, and I'm still kicking. But it just makes me. You know, my point is to everyone in the chat room, there's no time left. In my opinion, there's no time left. We have more time left.
I agree with you on some points, but look, God has his own timetable. He does things in his time, not ours. You can pray all day long, but if it ain't, you know what I'm saying? He can answer your prayer instantly, but the manifestation may not happen for 6 months to 6 years. You know, it doesn't matter what you want. It's what he wants. It's not about us. It's about him. It's about the glory to him. Am I wrong, Bill? It's not about us.
You're right. We're all here for a purpose, and that purpose isn't to serve us or anything. We're here to serve him.
And
one thing, Rick Warren was right. It's not about you.
Right.
It's not about us.
It's all about him, and it's not about who gets the credit, because the credit goes to him anyway. All of it.
Underestimate how great his love was.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
Because without love, there's no meaning for any of us being here. If he hadn't loved us, he wouldn't have gave us another chance.
And why would they call Jesus the Prince of Peace? I mean, he got it. And look, when you go through the entire Bible and you go through Genesis and you understand what God meant when he said, you cannot rebuild Babylon, you cannot make Eden again, you cannot even come back here again with his flaming sword prohibiting it. And the stupid idiot philosopher king leftist Illuminati nutjob, whom I hate to imagine, the philosopher king numbskulls, keep trying to rebuild Babylon and make a utopia. You can't do it. Nobody can change human nature, and nobody can do what they've always tried and failed every time, because he will not allow them to succeed. I don't care how he has to do it. It doesn't matter. God's in the throne. That's it. No one's taken his place, and no one is taking my seat away from me in the Lamb's Book of Life. Done.
What hurts the most out of all these past 2 deaths is the registered, you know what? It was the only neighbor on my street that really gave 2 you know what's about me and made sure I was okay. He always looked out
awesome.
For me. And that's what really hurts the most.
I know. We're the ones that suffer when a person either goes wherever they go, or they go to, I forget what the Catholics call it, and then there's heaven and hell and something in between. They're gone. They don't have any more pain unless they're put down in the fires of hell, which some of them believe in. We're the ones that suffer. If you love somebody and you think they were a good person, whatever, we're these guys, man, they're in a better place. And I'm just
yeah.
It's a God's
I agree.
And I want to
it gives me desire to be good so I can go there with them.
Well, you know,
exactly. I feel the same way, Bill.
I'm going to bring Michael Magic in. Welcome, sir. How are you?
Hi, Linda, Bill, hey. Robert, and
Mr. Michael.
Everyone.
Hey, Bill, Mike.
Hi, Robert, and everyone in the chat room there. Linda, you sure know how to push my buttons, I can tell you that much.
Okay.
You know, as most of you should know by now, I have been a host on Blog Talk Radio for almost 3 years on three different networks. I've been on Patriot Family for over a year. Okay. And what I talked about was everything that you guys are talking about now. And then, about 2 months ago, I had a vision. I didn't see. But I had. Came into my heart that said something, and I want to share right here, okay? Now, we all know, okay, because it's been proven throughout time with all the wars that have taken place, okay, we all know that the New World Order cannot succeed because it does not have God as its center, okay?
Right.
We, Linda, Christians, unless you are a spirit-filled Christians, and you put Christ first in your life, you will not succeed at what you are doing either. Okay?
I understand that.
It's a battle between good and evil,
exactly.
And what it comes down to is people need to understand that we need to put God first above everything else.
And what I did 30-some years ago, Michael, was give my life to Christ. I said the prayer. I made the covenant. I have followed through fellowshipping, reading my Bible, trying to be a good person. And I know in my heart, according to Scripture, that good works don't get you there. Okay? You've got to have that faith. You've got to have that Holy Spirit inside your body because of the grace and the mercy of God. And his
God already knows what every one of our lives is going to be.
And the reason, and now you can, I don't know, am I getting this wrong, Michael? I thought that good works ain't getting you there.
No.
They're not.
Good works will not get you there. You could, sew, hot pads and make towels for the church your whole life. But unless you confess before Christ that you are a sinner, and he died on the cross for the forgiveness of your sins, it's not going to do you a hill of beans. And unless you become a spirit-filled Christian and you put Christ first, being saved is great. You're going to go to heaven, okay?
Okay. And also, your faith without good works is dead, and I'm not putting that on the high end. It's like the Second Amendment, if you will. In other words, I think we do have a purpose. I think he wants us to fulfill some things for him. We're like his little worker bees down here. Like I said, it's not going to get you in the door, but at least it's something that can help glorify him. And I believe that's one of the main purposes of what we do to fight against Agenda 21 or the evils of tyranny is to glorify him. Not about us. No, not at all. I don't know if I'm wrong, but that's kind of what I see.
So, you know, we have a two-path system. When we're walking that path, we can either lean to the dark side of it or the light side of it.
Yep.
And that's where the decision is. But no matter what we do, every day, I think of the biggest basis was for me is every day I get up, and in my mind it's like, well, I'm going to be a better man today than I was yesterday.
Right.
And that's the thing I go after.
And what I do is...
God's going to look at us for what we have in our hearts and who we are in our hearts.
I absolutely agree with you, and I think that's why I say the prayers I do at night and say, God, show me what you want. You know,
and
give me the Yeah. Give me the discernment, the wisdom, the fortitude, the strength, the courage, the armament to go on. You know, show me the way. And I always tell them, you know, if I'm doing something wrong, and oh, he will, you put a block in my path. Believe me, he does. So I'm not going to take a wrong turn if I hang out with him. And that's why I love John 3:16 so much, because it does say it all. If you talk about the sacrifice of the lamb and being able to come to God.
Well, with, I kind of like John 3:17.
Yeah. They're all good. I mean, the whole thing is beautiful, but I loved John 3.
Yeah, but we take so much for granted.
Exactly.
As a people, we do.
Right, because we're human.
We have so many desires for our personal lives that we don't really look at our needs. And our needs, and Michael, I think you'll agree with me on this, our needs should start with spiritual needs, not just our personal needs, but our spiritual needs. That's what guides us and makes us.
Go ahead, buddy.
You know, you're absolutely right, Bill. I mean, I start my day, you know, praising Jesus Christ.
Yes.
For the love, for the patience that he has given me in my life. I mean, I make mistakes every day. None of us are perfect. But he has the patience and he has the love as long.
He also knows who you are. He knows who I am. He knows I got faults and I'm going to make mistakes. But he doesn't hold that against me and use it against me or use it, you know.
Right.
He watches. He through him, I'm encouraged to get to do better and to get past these things.
I can tell you what he will hold against everybody. Even though God is love, God loves everyone. But it is only people that are born again that are children of the Father.
I know what you're saying, Michael. I think they're. It's not just saying the prayers and stuff, but it's
right.
Getting to that point, drawing to that point where it's a spiritual experience like no other, and you know
right.
It when it happens. And once it happens, it's addictive. You want it. You want more
exactly.
Of it.
Exactly.
And well, you can only get more of it praying, fasting, and drawing, and reading, and trying to draw closer to him.
And, you know, that's I agree with Michael on these points, and Bill yourself as well, because when I took that prayer and I made my confessions and I repented and I came to Christ, you know, it did change my life. It absolutely did, because I was seeking out his word. I was seeking out others to fellowship with and to learn more. And then, you know, once that you're written in that Lamb's Book of Life, you know, as long as you're not running around defiling all of what you said, you're pretty much solid in there, you know. And when you die and you have to be judged by the Lord, he's looking at you through the filter of his Son. So you're good as long as you keep going down that path and you never renege and reject him outright. I think we're okay, and I'm not saying we're not flawed. My God, of course, he knows we're going to fall short. He expects it. That's why he gives us his word to read, I think.
And in the situation we're in, whether someone believe it or not, God's going to send warriors.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a whole bunch of stuff going on.
He will send warriors.
Yeah, it's.
You'll be surprised, because God's the type. He can reach right into the darkness and pluck a warrior out and set him in the light.
Well, God can do
whatever.
Turn
him around. He's still going to be a warrior, but he's going to be fighting for the right reasons.
That's why we call him the Almighty. He's perfect. He's like the best. He's my King of Kings. And you know, Michael, I love Jesus. I every time I read his words written and read in the Bible, I get a glow. I mean, I'm like enlightened and happy.
But now, here we are trying to talk this with the entire population would get us into nowhere.
Well,
I mean, we're supposed to try, I know, but it really would, right now in our country, that would just, you know, what would it do if they got up in Congress and the Senate and started talking like this? Well, there'd be such an outcry from all the immoral.
Well, you know, there have been some, but they're just not publicized. This was, oh my gosh, way back when we first started doing our radio shows, and I can't remember how long back it is now, but I actually got on the phone and called Ron at his house because one of the congressmen, Paul Brown, who voted against, one of the three people who voted in that Congress against the H.R. 347, was holding up a Bible on the congressional floor and preaching from it and just admonishing everybody in his path. It was amazing. So you don't hear about this because lamestream Marxist media ain't going to tell you
about it. Lamestream media, I mean, and I want everybody to start using a new phrase when you refer to them. in a way, they are guilty of what I call they are journalistic treason. Journalistic treasonist.
Yes, I wouldn't even call them journalists. They're just, I don't even. They're propagandists. That's what they are. They are propagandists. They are in the tank.
There's no longer a news network.
No, it's prop
out there.
Please.
It's we. We are the news network. And it's
and that's
up to
why,
us to do the searching for what's the truth and what's
exactly.
Fake.
And that's
and
why the,
it has
the
backfired. Technology has worked against the left.
Yep. And
they
the media,
think it's
too.
Worked for them, but it's worked against them because with technology, it's easy to get to the truth.
Yeah. And the regular lamestream Marxist media, they're going to be so broke and so in the toilet real soon because they've got a smaller approval rating than Congress. Congress, about 6 months ago, both houses had a 9% approval rating. I would bet today they'd be lucky to garner 2%. I'm not kidding.
Well, I've seen a poll today that rated cockroaches, slugs, lice, and stuff like that ahead of Congress. But for their sake, John Edwards ranked below them.
Oh my God,
the $400 haircut king.
Oh, that's sick. Oh, they're awful. Well, you know,
exactly, Rod's right. They don't report the news anymore. They invent it.
Oh, yeah. It's staged. It's hugely staged. It's like, I mean, they have taken a book out of Congress's theater, Bread and Circuses, and they've just put it on the damn, on steroids. It's horrible what's going on. And I applaud Glenn for getting to the truth when he can. I mean, there's going to be, you know, there's going to be things that we don't all agree on, but at least he's trying. You know, to have a news media that makes sense.
Let me give you what happened like the last day or so. You had a woman whose house was invaded and she shot an intruder 6 times.
Yep.
The media reported, the Fox News reported, like, woman, you know, defends herself from break-in.
Yeah,
but the lib media reported it. Trigger happened, happy mother.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, right there. And they're using Gabby Giffords, or she's allowed herself to be used.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Gabby. You weren't the target.
That's exactly correct, and nobody talks about it except you and me and everybody else on our blog talk radios and others.
No, they don't want to talk about it. She was not the target.
No,
the dead judge was the target.
And they got him. Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
and I believe that Jared Loughner, or whatever the heck his name is, that he was hired, just like what's-his-face that got Kennedy. I'm telling you.
Look at that guy. That guy would be so easy to brainwash into doing something.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, there's other conspiracy theories out there about the, what do you call them, those radio
waves. They were all on some kind of psychotropic drug.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
if you
think the richest people on the planet can't get to the right people, oh, please.
Do you know that if 85% of the professional psychiatrists out here took a test, that test would say that every one of them needs a psychiatrist?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Oh,
that's
my God.
That's the goodness of these people.
Okay.
But how so many think that they can learn everything out of a book. Some things you can't learn out of a book. You have to learn by living it.
But you know what I don't understand about the Georgia case, Bill? You know, if Fox News was stating, quote, you know, she shot the man 6 times. Luckily that she killed him. Well, almost killed him anyways. But what if 3 intruders came in? She wouldn't have enough bullets to nail them all.
Exactly.
It depends on what you do.
Situations down there on the border where illegals have crossed in mass numbers and come at a guy's house, and if he hadn't had a weapon where he could keep firing and shit to scare them off, they would have took his house and probably killed him, probably robbed him, and the government would have turned their backs. The government turns their backs every day. We're hearing all this over how many people being killed. Yet every day, 25 Americans die here on this soil at the hands of an illegal. That's 8,400 a year, every year, and has been going on for over a decade. Yet the media
20 years.
And our elected, and I'm saying both sides of the elected, say nothing. And the Republican Party is going to do the stupidest thing in the world by jumping in here with this amnesty deal. You can call it whatever the hell you want. It's amnesty.
And you know what
that
else?
That amnesty is the end of our country. That is the end of it.
Oh, it's
there'll never be another. If that happens, there'll never be another Republican elected.
Yeah, and plus the fact when you look at on statistics, Bill, because you know the only people who report the truth on how many people have saved lives in their own homes when they've been attacked by an unwelcome break-in, and that's the NRA during if you read Rifleman magazine. There's like 10 or 12 a month every time they come out, and nobody's going to report on that stuff. You know darn well they're not, because it doesn't fit their damned agenda, leftist nonsense, to disarm us, because they want to control us like Mao and Stalin did, and Hitler. I'm not going to pull any punches anymore. These people are downright evil. I'm done.
And these states that pass these laws, like Illinois is getting ready to give illegals driver's licenses, well, that makes you aiding and abetting a foreign invasion.
I know.
That is treason.
They've all done it. They've been doing it
and
for...
every elected in Illinois who votes that way should be arrested and put away.
Well, hell, they should have arrested every...
You're committing treason against the rest of the country and your own people.
The shadow party, shadow government did it when they planted that thing in the White House in 08. You know what's been going on. Anybody who's reading anything knows.
Linda, it goes way back beyond that.
I know.
Bush was part of it, G.W.
Yep.
Bush. Clinton was part of it. Bush's daddy was a part of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's amazing. People don't understand. We've been facing a Republican pile and a Democrat pile that's been the same crap.
Yep.
And no matter who we voted for and got one, we were still going to get cracked.
Oh, yeah. It's just a steaming pile of what, as Reagan would say, that Bess tried to get Harry to call fertilizer for 30 years. You know, it's the truth. I mean, it's a steaming pile. It's horrible. And we've been sucking this down. We're not doing it anymore. And I agree. And Rod says, time for a third party. And I said, absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Way beyond.
The only laws out there are the laws for law-abiding people. The criminals and the deviants in our Congress and our Senate—they don't have laws. The elite of Hollywood, which is the most perverted people on the planet, oh no, they don't have laws for them either. Any one of us regular people had done the crap Lindsay Lohan done, we'd have been spending time in prison.
Exactly. Well, hell, I mean, Tim Geithner.
It ain't just the Hollywood; it's the judges that protect and defend them.
Absolutely. And then they reverse everything. Go ahead, Robert. I know you had a question.
I just want one quick one. What happened to Sarah Palin?
Who knows?
At this point,
I don't know. I don't care
she disappeared.
Yeah,
she's
nowhere
to be found.
Maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. I'm not going to pass judgment on anybody, but
she's in rehab.
I'm going to go take a little quick break. Why don't you guys keep talking, and I'll be back in two, okay? Keep talking,
okay.
Bill.
We have so much going on, and they keep talking about money problems and stuff, but they never address the problem of what it costs us for the illegals or how much money leaves our economy every year and goes to Mexico's economy, which ends up in the drug cartels' money. You look at Mexico. And that's exactly what's coming to the United States. Exactly what is. Only a fool. And I'm telling you, I don't care what party you represent. You are a fool if you think amnesty is going to help our country. Because what you're going to do is with amnesty comes family reunification, comes an instant Mexico.
an instant third world poverty hole that won't get any better, but will only be controlled by corrupt, like the drug cartels. Only in our country, it's the Obama, the Roms, the Valerie Jarrett's, and that kind.
No, I just didn't. How did you think about Mexico treating that prisoner?
Why ain't the UN? I mean, you whine about everything else. Why ain't they in there at Mexico and looking at their prisons and systems? They're everywhere else, whining and complaining about people's prisons. They're all over ours.
I'll never travel to Mexico. I'll never go to Mexico ever. Well, I go to Mexico.
Well, I'm like you. I've been there before, and I see no need to go back.
There's no need. I'm
going to tell you, I do feel sorry for the good citizens of that country because they're screwed.
Yeah.
They're screwed by a corrupt government, and they're screwed by the drug cartels and all that violence. And, you know, their country, if they had any courage, they would return to their country and take it back and put somebody in charge who's going to look out for the people of Mexico and for the business of Mexico. Quit catering to other countries. If an American business comes to Mexico, it's because they got a way to take advantage of you. Be honest.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Go ahead, Linda.
Okay.
And if they would do that and try to straighten out their own country, I'd be more than willing to go down there and help them.
But you know what, Bill, look.
But
I'm not willing
to surrender my country to you because you're too cowardly to do something in your own country.
But you'll come out here
and get on my streets and complain and whine.
I know. This is the problem. We have lost way, 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 way long ago in the end of the Civil War our sovereignty. This is the big problem. And none of these SOBs in both houses, both sides of the aisle, care a rat's tinker's damn about it. They have perpetrated this.
Answer me this. If Obama or Boehner or any of these people were really serious about immigration and being fair and everything about it, you would not have such an overwhelming number from one country.
Well,
you would have an equal amount from all countries. I know a lady that's been sitting in the Philippines for 12 years now. 12 years waiting to come here, has her visa and stuff, waiting to come here legal way, and she can't because they have a backlog. Well, hell, there ain't one for Mexico because they're already here.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know, I live on the border. When I first came to San Diego from, you're going to love this, Los Angeles, which is another portion of Sodom and Gomorrah. This was like in 87 through 89, I think, when I made my transition. It was still nice here in San Diego. There wasn't any Agenda 21 going on at that time because all this push started in 1992 hugely. I mean, it started way, way, way back, but it didn't get a toehold until then after that first UN Rio summit. And then who did I lost Robert. Anyway, I guess. Oh, okay. No, he's on. Michael, I lost Michael.
I'm still on.
Oh, thank you so much, Michael. I would have brought you back in and we've got a whole half hour, but I was so happy that you came in and I just want to reassure you that I'm a God loving woman and I would never reject him or try to in any way. You know, my friend and I used to go on the trolley and we'd go down to Tijuana for shopping in the daytime, or we'd go, you know, they had daytime nightclubs and we'd have a couple margaritas and some great Mexican food. But not ever going across that border again. Ever. Absolutely never.
Oh, I would if they got control of their country and they turned it around.
Yeah, well, that it's a third world hellhole, and I don't want anything to do with it. It's gotten worse.
The people didn't create that. It was their government and our government
exactly.
And other governments and corruption. And then that divided into drug cartels, and now they're the most powerful. I actually believe that the new Mexican leader is a part of the drug cartels.
Yeah, Mexican government has
been...
The people
are the ones suffering, and they're fleeing. You can't blame them for fleeing.
No,
but then
you
got to set something up, and you got to recognize, hey, this is what their government's doing to them. You put sanctions on all these other countries.
Yeah,
Why haven't you sanctioned Mexico?
Because this is what they did, and even back in the 70s, and then good old G.W. Bush, that panty-waist, rotten traitor, you know, he's doing all this NAFTA stuff, and I think it started with Clinton, and it goes way back to Nixon. It goes back. You know where it comes from. It comes from the damn Illuminati. They've been trying this for eons, and we're sick of it. Now that we know the truth, we've got to keep fighting. We've got to call these people out. And what Ron said was exactly correct, and I think that everybody in the chat room and on the lines agreed with him. There's no more political correctness, and we've got to start calling people out with their amorality and their garbage. It's ridiculous. We can't stand and tolerate this anymore. And if we don't draw the line in the sand, when, if not now, when, and if not us, who? That's my question. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of all of it. And that's why I was so happy to hear my people were going down today to talk to the Del Mar people and stand up for their gun rights. Thank God we at least have that.
Oh, they'll put all the gun people who have gun permits on the, they'll post their names and all this stuff. And they throw a fit when you post their names. But why don't they post the names of all the people on welfare?
I know. I agree.
We're paying for it. Shouldn't we have a right to know who we're financing?
Yep. Oh, it's horrible. Just kind of...
Well, it's like, do you know that people on food stamps, a lot of them, most of them probably, they can buy more food in a week than people who work can?
Mm-hmm.
Something's wrong there.
Yeah. Oh, the money that goes...
It's a bribe to vote for Obama or the left. They are using taxpayers' money to bribe taxpayers, and taxpayers aren't smart enough to figure it out.
No, they
don't. The bill's going to come due. And when the bill comes due and the hardships come, then they're going to blame and attack anybody but who was responsible.
Sure. Well, anyone who has to go through austerity or whatever, they're going to attack anyone who has, right? I mean, they're coming, like you said, you're going to the hills. They're going to do all their stuff. They're going to posture. We're going to go march on Washington. They're not taking our guns. And if they do, we're going to do what should have been done in Germany and shoot the hell out of them. And many of us may die, but we're not playing this game. I'm sorry. You cannot eliminate violence. You cannot eliminate human nature. You cannot eliminate wars. And, let's face it, what the hell did Cain use to kill Abel with? He didn't use a knife. He didn't even have a knife.
More people died from a hammer than a gun last year.
I know. It's the Philosopher King's utopian garbage that's been coming down the pike since, day one. From the lies of serpent in the garden. Come on. Let's get real.
You know what, Bill?
Well,
you
look what's going on in the Middle East. Most of those things that happen over there, it's not a gun that kills people. It's some kind of a bomb. And they're making the bombs themselves.
Oh, and then
much stuff you would have to take off the market, now the marketplace, to keep people from being able to make a bomb? I mean, really?
Oh, and if you're homosexual or perceived adulterous, you're going to be buried up to your neck and stoned to death. And they'll use a damn machete on you. Come on. The whole premise is BS. Everybody knows it. It's not the inanimate object. Who the hell's wielding the machete? I mean, you can beat somebody with a lead pipe. Who's doing the beating? The pipe? No. The person holding it. These libtards make me want to just my head explode. I can't take it anymore. They have no tether to reality whatsoever. They have cognitive dissonance every day, every hour of every day.
Well, didn't you see the little article about the young generation, how they think they are the greatest generation?
Oh, of course.
For having never accomplished nothing.
Yeah, well, they aren't either. They're not going to either. Well, look, when you look at, I got to tell you, I know Terry Rowland, and I love her, because that woman, she lives in the trenches of this horrible education system every day. Has done for 34 years. My dad was an educator for 28 years in a high school. Had the patience of Job, or he probably would have been up for murder a couple times if he hadn't. I mean, look, let me think how many years ago it was. So if we subtract probably 40 at least, maybe 50 years ago, my dad came home. I was a teenager. He says, I got to change my ways. I can't teach these kids English. They don't even know how to read. And that was many, many years ago. My mother, when I brought her my books, moved in 3 years ago after my dad passed away. I've got the 5,000-year leap, the real George Washington. I've got all of this stuff, Bonhoeffer. She starts reading my books, and she goes, my mother's 90 years old, so this is going to give you perspective. She says, I was never taught this in school. And I says, of course you weren't. They started this a long time ago. They have erased history so completely. They have done their job well, as you see. Go ahead.
You know, we're right back around, though. It's the indoctrination of our children.
Yes.
They didn't have time to teach them because they were trying too busy to make them into little socialist clones.
Yes.
And,
I mean, this goes back a long, long way.
How we're
going to
get past this next generation is going to be a problem.
Yeah, it is.
Because
I don't
think you can wake them up. There's a certain age group there. I don't think there's no hope.
No, there's no hope. I got my mother's sister, who's in her mid-80s, I believe. Okay, because, yeah, she was one of the young ones. My mother was ahead of... Anyway, she actually voted again for this Schmendrick in office. And my mother says, why on earth would you have done that? And she says, this is how uneducated this woman is on every level. She said, because he's protecting my Social Security. And I thought, oh, my God. She's sucking it up. And this woman's in her 80s. And, you know, I'm like, holy. It doesn't matter what age. They're all brainwashed, Bill. From A to Z. I got a chick that's 4 years older than me. Or 68 years old. She's on the same track. That woman's been brainwashed thoroughly. She sucks up. She watches CNN, PMS, LSD, all of these crap, and she sucks it up. She, even if she listened to Fox and believed 100%, I mean, I don't believe 100% of any of this nonsense. I'm looking at half of what you see and none of what you hear right now, because this is crap. And
I've had this discussion with my mother and stuff, and been arguments and stuff.
Good God.
And she's like, what makes you think you know this? Well, I actually read the business. She don't know what to say when I say that.
Yeah.
When my father was still alive, and you know, he pretty much, you know, he knew that I knew what I was talking about. I got my homework. But
yeah.
My mother doesn't
get
it. My mother still thinks Hillary is like it.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I've tried telling her stuff, but you know, that's
I know. No.
Or maybe I'd have a better chance if I told her Hillary hated Elvis.
Yeah, there you go. You know, this is, we've talked about this, Bill, ad nauseum, and I know it's worth repeating because the American people are lazy. They roll over too easily. They don't know their history. They don't know their rights. They don't know Jat from Shinola. I'm telling you, it's not good. And
well,
if they are,
I got my mother here beside me, Linda. And when the crap hits the fan, it's going to be me protecting her. It ain't going to be Hillary.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. These elitists don't – they hate us. They look at us like amoeba.
Well, you know, there's two sets of elites here. There's the elite on the right and there's the elite on the left.
Oh, God.
What we have now is everything the left does that's in power does against the wealthy is only against the wealthy on the right.
Of course.
Bricks to the wealthy on the left.
Yes. This is when you marry, and this has been going on, we talked about that on the Ron Show last night. This is what happens when you have corporatocracy and you marry two things, whether it's the government and the church, or the government and your freedom, or the government and a corporation, or a monopoly and all this crap. This is where you go south. This is what the founders hated. This is why they set it up the way they did, and they probably never dreamed that it could get this bad, although... You know, they knew what communism was. They may not have had a term for it, you know, back in that day, but they knew what it was because monarchy is exactly the same kind of tyranny of communism. It's a dictatorship. They knew that. My God, every aspect of what the evil ones who came after did was based on the same principles of evil that has always been around. And,
they all know the histories of those people they look to as their guides or whatever.
Right.
And Stalin took out as many elite as he did the poor.
Oh, my. Oh, well, he was ruthless.
And
oh
so
my,
did
oh.
Hitler. And so
oh,
did
yeah.
Mao.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
So did Pol Pot. So
oh,
your Nancy Pelosi's and your Chuck Schumer's and your Dirty Dick Durbin's and you know, your Bonnie Planks and all these people, they're going to be taken out just the same as the people on the bottom.
And the other guy, Andrew
Because
Cunningham.
They don't, they're not going to serve no purpose when the elites take over.
Oh, I know. It's called the Night of the Long Knives.
Oh, yeah. That
$1 trillion
coin they were printing, talking about printing, the only people who would have been able to have one of those would have been those invested in the carbon exchanges and stuff whenever the carbon tax scam hits us all.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane. No, I mean, what's that guy?
Rothschilds.
Yeah, oh, yeah, well, they've got $400 trillion in their own little bank account. They're the only ones that could pay off our debt. Think you're gonna, anyone's going to ask them to
do
it?
Do you ever think it's amazing that every time they list the world's wealthiest, they never list them at all?
Oh, no. They don't want the general populace to know about this stuff. Do you think anyone is to be told the truth, Bill? Especially when you know that was one big giant hoax on Sandy Hook? And I wouldn't put anything past them. I would not put anything past these bastards.
Well, I've seen an awful lot of articles showing the crisis actors and them afterwards and their home and everything else and even a child and stuff. And I'm not seeing a whole lot of denial.
Oh, no. No, you won't. Absolutely not. You know, this is something we've got. You've got to take everything, Bill, face value, grain of salt, and trust in. That's why the last time Glenn had an event and Kenneth Copeland said, I don't care what Barack Obama does, thinks, or says, I trust in God. And that's what we have got to start our – we've got to start there. Because
we know the fate of those who are doing what these people are doing. We know their fate.
They
can wish all they want, but in the end, every lib that's ever been on this planet, every progressive, every Muslim, will not be able to save you.
No, you know, they can only save themselves, but that's up to the Lord. That's not up to me. That's not up to you. I'm not in the judgment seat. I'm not in the mercy seat. No way. He knows their heart.
I'm not in the judgment seat, but I know what it says about those who do this kind of, who are doing this kind of evil.
Yes.
This is all written.
Yes.
And unless they come out and start doing a mass turnaround real quick, well, they know where they're going to be.
Yeah, and you know what? At the end, when they go before him, and they're not covered by Jesus with that blanket of forgiveness. You know where they're going. Yeah. And you know what's funny? Whether you go north or south, you can't take it with you. And everybody's like so materialistic. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And that's why the Bible says, store up your treasures in heaven first. Because that's where everything is. That's what it's all about. It, you know, and yes, we do have the right to life, liberty, and property. And we should not be under tyranny, because God doesn't believe in that either, I don't believe, at all, is if you read the Bible. And that's why the people who loved the Lord and loved the principles of the Old and New Testament wrote the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, exactly on those principles, starting with the Ten Commandments. Why do you think there was only 10 original Bill of Rights? They were modeling it after God. That's why.
Look at the buildings in our capital, the elder buildings and stuff there. Every one of them refers to God.
Yes.
Whether atheists are smart enough to know it or not, you can't deny something that don't exist.
I know. You know, it's funny because when you, even the philosophers go back to what they call first cause, and when I look at the Darwinism and I look at all this, you know, garbage that comes down the pike and the Freuds and the Jungs and the psychiatrists and the Edward Bernays and the Bernard Shaws and the Margaret Sangers. These people are Maurice Strong, all the rest of them. Oh, my God. I can't remember the chick's name from Russia. Blavatsky, I guess it was. She was also involved in Agenda 21. These people are evil. They worship Lucifer, always have and always will. They think they're going to be, you know, high and mighty. Well, I got news for them.
Well, maybe they're thinking they're going to be high and mighty in hell.
Yeah, well, that would not be a place I'd want to be. I heard of gnashing of teeth and weeping. Oh, no, thank you. I'm sorry. I'm going to the Lord. I'm looking to higher places. Well, you know, like
people,
I said, it's not about
the
me.
The sinful are the ones who come up with denials, and they're sinful, the ones that come up and they'll make up, well, it don't exist, or the Bible's wrong, or things, because they're trying to cover their own sins.
Well, they're in denial
because they're
trying
to escape their own sins.
They're also trying to be the controller in chief, if you will.
Well, James, my friend just said they're trying to be your own God.
Well, oh yeah, absolutely. Oh my gosh, they think they're on the throne already. They're delusional, Bill. They've got it so wrong. I look at them as ostriches or Plato's cave dwellers. Look, there are certain people I can't reach, and I have no use for. I'm done. If I can preach and reach, that's great. But, you know, those who look like the brass monkeys with the eyes, the hands over the eyes, ears, and mouth, I can't reach those people. I don't know about you. Maybe Billy Graham could reach them, or maybe Jesus can reach them, but I can't. I just pray for them.
If Billy could have reached them, he done would have.
If I have to pray for my enemies, I have to pray for the people.
Well, yeah, I got to pray for all of them to wake up.
Well, here's the thing. There are certain ones, Bill, I'm convinced in my heart, they ain't gonna. They're hell bent on.
For some, it's written they won't, Linda. That's their role. We all have a role, whether we realize it or not.
Yeah.
Some's on larger scales than others.
They're hell bent
on think. But then, you know, when it comes to a family or something like that, we're probably totally wrong on that. But the thing is, we all have a path. We all have a destination.
Right.
It's how do we get there? And for some of us, for me, I feel like, you know, that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and when it's done, well, then I'll be ready to go.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a person who looks forward to that day because I don't see nothing here except heartache and misery.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my gosh. And I'm just kind of typing a little bit.
So, you know, I'm going to keep fighting for him, and I'm one of them. My gun is like my Bible. You'll pry it from my cold, dead hands, but I'm going to make you wish you never come to try.
I know. You have that right, too. That's a God-given right. And nobody can – that's what inalienable means. Nobody can negotiate, take away, give, or nothing. No. That's you. That's between you and God. That's it.
There have been so much legislation written that forbids any kind of taking of the guns or limiting guns and anything, and yet they're still trying to do it.
Oh, I know.
That's treason. What they're doing is treason. They're violating the Second Amendment.
No, they're also going against God when they do this.
That's
God's
kind of treason.
Oh.
That's a treason that we don't have no say over. But the treason against us, we do have a say over.
Oh, you bet.
And when they want to violate the law to, and let's be real, the only reason they're trying to grab guns is so that we can't protect ourselves from them.
Of course.
They can come in and kill out who don't go along with the government and kill out all the Pelosi's and the Bonnies and all these guys that they've already used to get where they're at.
And implement Agenda 21.
Who's the people that are suffering the most under Obama are who? Women and minorities. Isn't that amazing?
Yep. Oh, it's always been that way with the Democrats. It's always been like that.
Yet,
and I'm not,
on a large part, that's the ones who put him in there.
Well, I know that. But look, if you go back in history, Bill, and you look at the American history in black and white terms, which I did read that book, but every single – in fact, Martin Luther King Jr. was a registered Republican. Okay, you probably already knew that.
Well, they got Edgar Meader's widow coming out to give a swear Obama in. It's the first time in the history of the United States it's not a clergy person doing swearing in.
Oh, of course not. Of course
he's
not.
He's going to have Eva Longoria, the illegal
Christ.
Immigrant representative.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well,
who the hell is she? Is she? I mean, I don't really know her. So she really can't be nobody. But who is
she's
she?
A Hollywood act. She's a Hollywood
an
leftist actress. And she's a lefty.
Well, she ain't too hot, or I'd know who she was.
No, she's gorgeous, but she's stupid. She's brainwashed.
There's a lot of gorgeous women in the planet.
Yeah, but she's got no brains. Well, my father used to say, what good is a beautiful face with not behind it? And that's the God's truth, because that woman is dumb. Brainwashed, sucked up the Kool-Aid, might as well just take the goddamn cyanide tomorrow, because that's how stupid she is. I can't stand these people. I'm sorry.
You know, that's why I say the inauguration is setting up to look like a race inciting deal.
Oh, I can't even.
What kills me is all these people, and nobody realizes this dude's 6% black.
It's 6% crazy.
6%. That's it.
I know.
His ancestors were slavers.
I know. And Robert's going to love this again, because I'm going to say it one more time because I've got 9 minutes left. But that piece of garbage in the White House is such a schwatzer, and I hate him.
And it's
I don't
sad.
Care.
Ooh,
I don't care.
It's
Linda,
sad because
whoa.
He's not represent. To me, he's not representative of the majority of the black people I've ever met.
Honey, the guy's anti-American. The guy's he might as well be Putin and Stalin wrapped up in one. I mean, I don't know how else do you describe this. How? The guy, he and his wife and Jeremiah Wright and Valerie Jarrett hate this country. His mother hated this country. She was a whore.
Well, Valerie Jarrett was born in Iran, wasn't she?
Which one?
Valerie
Jarrett. Oh, yeah, she's got Muslim ties, too.
No,
and
don't you find it odd that Obama's right hand is Valerie Jarrett, who has Muslim ties?
Right.
And Hillary's right hand is what's her name, and she's Muslim tied. Don't you find that odd?
No, absolutely not. Not to me, because I see through this crap. I know who these people are. I've
seen
read
a thing
myself.
Today that said the Muslim Brotherhood infiltrated our government. Bull crap. They didn't infiltrate. They were invited in there.
Absolutely. No, and they were voted in and planted. Oh, please. Oh, my God. I mean, if you look at George Soros and Valerie Jarrett and all the rest of the Illuminati way back when, let's go back 15 years, and they wanted to find some schmendrick like Obama to plant into a place of the highest order, and you wanted the most degenerate, the most screwed up, messed up, mental frickin' midget fagala on the planet, that's their choice. And boy, they did it. I hate
it. Gets me how Muslims cling to him, knowing he's gay.
Oh, my God. Who the hell doesn't know that? Except the damn drones have voted for him. They're so stupid, they make me sick. They're worse than Plato cave dwellers. Worse than Plato cave dwellers. I can't take it anymore.
Our country is like in total chaos. Ignorance is abounding.
Yep.
People don't research or do anything because hell, half of them don't know how to anymore because they
or they're on drugs. Yeah.
And I hear that, but I'm going to tell you something. I know a lot of pot smokers. I'm an ex-biker, and I know a lot of pot smokers, and none of them talk this stupid.
Well, no, I'm talking about the big stuff like Prozac or Xanax or whatever the hell.
Oh, yeah. Let's put your kids on these drugs. Got 25% of our school children on a drug. And then you got a huge amount of the population on drugs. Man-made crap everywhere. And I got to tell you, I feel good that I don't take the man-made pills. I refuse to. And I try to not to get too much food from outside of my own resources because I don't trust the government there either. I recently found out that my little town, that usually our meat's been butchered and everything around here in our local store,
is
going to be soon coming in packaged. I don't want no Mexican cow. I don't want
absolutely.
No Canadian cow. I don't want no cow from China. I want an Indiana Hoosier cow.
I know, baby. I got news for you. I mean, you know, I love my mother and I'm taking real good care of her and she's getting better. She had the flu and everything and she's 90 years old. But the day comes, I'm coming to Indiana. You better protect me. Don't be in the hills where I can't find
Honey,
you.
Girl, I showed you what hills we'd be in.
Oh,
and
by,
if you get anywhere near there, we'll know it.
Okay. I we got 5 minutes left. I want to say thanks to everybody. FT, thanks for coming in. And Robert, your final thoughts, because I'm going to play a little spiritual music at the end. Robert?
I think we should like Jesus as our president.
Well, yeah. Well, he is our king. Did you get my email on gun owner?
I think you should take care of business because no one else is taking care of business. I don't know how we're going to get out of this mess.
You figure out how you're going to get here. Let me tell you something,
just
Robert.
Robert,
I got a question.
I got your emails, Linda, and I'm on the verge of before the second week of January. I will apply.
Yay!
Because I'm a little bit, you know, scared of the FBI check and everything, but I think I'll pass.
You'll be fine. Just do what I tell you step by step, and you'll be fine. You'll be absolutely fine.
I saved your email. I won't erase my emails from you.
Thank you. God bless you, Robert.
I just wanted to let you know that. So, you know, we have to take care of ourselves. That's
it. You bet.
I told you guys this before. The reason why this is like free therapy. You don't have to see a psychologist anymore. They think go crazy.
Hang out with us.
Absolutely.
I love it. God bless you, Robert. And Bill, what's your final thoughts before I play our taking out stuff?
I have a dream that. And I'd like to see happen. I'd like to see everyone that claims to be a child, a descendant of Abraham,
mm-hmm.
rise up against the Agenda 121 crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I know.
That would take in the Muslims, the Judaists, and the Christians.
And you know what? We're going to have a meeting this month with my anti-Agenda 21 crowd, so we're going to get back in the seat again and do it. So we're like really excited. And Bill, thank you so much for coming in and ranting with me. It was wonderful. Play a little bit.
It was good to get that out.
Absolutely.
Believe me, the people around me hear it all the time.
I know.
Every day. Guys, I love you. I love this country. And when I say I love my country, It's everything inside me, from the bottom of my toes to the top of my head. And I'll fight to the end for my country.
Me too, babe.
For my God, my country, and my American people.
And God bless you,
So, you know, I just want to say, everybody have a good night. God bless y'all.
Thank
you,
Bill.
And, Robert, you gotta take my email to heart and do it.
I will. There's a big battle here in Sarasota County on Agenda 21. It's Sarasota Memorial. Sarasota Memorial versus Venice Memorial, Venice Regional Hospital. They don't want Sarasota Memorial to build a clinic. They're just fighting.
Wow.
Oh man, it's a big war. Let me tell you.
Okay, I'm gonna play this music and I want to invite you guys tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern. I'm on for an hour. It's gonna be hot because I got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. Love you guys. God bless. And I don't need anything but you, and that's the Lord.
I don't need anything this world says I do. I don't need anything but you. I don't need it. your life-giving love.